Excerpt from Mahmud's diary, May 23, 1912, Boston. In 2 hours, we reached Worcester. The master accepted the professor's invitation to rest for a while in his home. After tea, Abdu'l-Bahá went to the meeting at the university, which had been arranged especially for his visit. More than 1,000 students, faculty, and others had assembled. Professor Hall thanked Abdu'l-Bahá for coming to the meeting. The master spoke on the value and importance of science. The hearts of those present were attracted and their souls enkindled with the fire of love to such a degree that they soared in the heaven of knowledge, their minds indelibly engraved with the words of the master. After his address, some distinguished individuals and seekers were invited to a magnificent reception prepared for the master. As the chancellor of the university had himself invited Abdu'l-Bahá, he himself served the master. A number of Japanese, Chinese, and Turkish students came into his presence and greatly appreciated his words. When it was time to leave, the master took both the president's hands in his and said, "I am very pleased with you and delighted to see your university. You are indeed serving the world of humanity and expending your life for mankind. Above all, I wish for you the blessings of the kingdom and desire that you will be a cause of the spread of sciences and arts. I will pray on your behalf that God may make you a standard of guidance and that the love of God may shine upon your heart. I have seen a great love and affection in you, as well as in the professors and scholars. I shall never forget this meeting, and I shall always remember and mention your services."